Well, Buff Lehman had never questioned this guy's credentials. 180 test wickets, 46 tests. I think I'm right in saying that. Morning, Jeff Lawson.
Good morning, James. Morning, Andrew. You two are doing some serious gibbering this morning, aren't you?
Sounds like you've been listening since 5:30, Henry.
not quite that early. I just up. I fractionally just dropping my car into John Newell Mazda for a service, and I thought,
hello.
On the way over, as I drive over,
we'll introduce some sanity to proceedings.
Yeah.
We could go anywhere you want. Maybe let's just go back quickly to the test. I know it was a while ago now, but how did you see Australian cricket turned it around?
Well, it was heartening to see that after the first two tests against South Africa, well, some very poor cricket, it must be said, wasn't it? I mean, when you get beaten on your home patch pretty easily, that is disturbing. The alarms went off and people went scuttly in all directions and changes made and they've won four in a row. So you can't ask much more than that. The only problem I would really see is a lot of the changes aren't really looking forward to India at all. There was a lot of strategic thinking about who they were going to play, which is in that last test match. But you've got to go out and win. That's what you've got to do. And they won four in a row. And some of that, there's some criticism of Steve Smith. I thought there was a bit of stray about his captaincy. Not his batting. No one's going to criticise his batting, but I think they got it wrong about his captaincy. But
he copped it from a few quarters, didn't he? Like there was some former players were right into him.
Yeah, it was a little bit strange. I thought, the captaincy seems to be going all right. I mean, you need your troops to play well. It's always easier to captain and coach teams that are going well. Unfortunately, Smith is a pretty phlegmatic character and just, soldiers on and continues to make runs and do his thing.
Jeff, you talk about strategic selections. If they've got a horses for courses policy, which we think they have and they keep talking about that, then you don't need to be strategic about it. You pick the best players that are going to do well in these conditions. In saying that, the big issue around what Brett Jeeves and Darren Lehman have had a little tiff about is that who do you play as your opener in India? Is it Matt Renshaw on the back of a big 100 or is it Sean Marsh who can't get a run in the Big Bash but is seen as a better subcontinental player? Who do you go with?
Yeah, well fine question, and you obviously missed my column last Sunday in the Herald, but anyway, as that happens, a lot of people miss it.
Very busy.
I read it.
I was questioning Renshaw's tactic. I mean, once again, tick for Renshaw, young kid. Not a lot of experience has come in and been part of a winning team, made a big 100. Yeah, I mean, fantastic start to a test career. Mm. But each test match has been played some very good batting wickets. And even the SCG didn't turn in that last test match. It was a great surface to bat on. And just his technique with a big plonk of the front foot forward.
Yeah.
And then he watched the score on the leg side all the time. Which you can do on true wickets, there's nothing wrong with a technique that works. But I just think, Ashwin is going to have a field day bowling at him. And let's face it, the cricket in India they'll open with a spinner most of the time. India might only play one seam bowler. It'll be a completely different form of test match cricket over there. And that's why I talk about strategic selection. Yeah, you've got to pick sides to win in Australia, and they have. But the technique of a few guys, which includes Matt Renshaw, will be severely tested. And just in my heart of hearts, I just can't see him being successful on spinning wickets. He hasn't been in Australia. He's made a lot of his runs at the Gabba. He's quite a new player, and he debuted last season for Queensland. Oh, he's got patience and discipline, and they're all terrific things. But that technique's not greatly suited to spinning pitches.
Former players have been quite critical of Stephen O'Keefe, headed by one Shane Warne, particularly during that last few days of the last test. Does he go to India? And do you think the criticism of him has been unfounded, given he took three crucial wickets in Australia's last win?
Yeah, I mean, you always got to be careful what Warnie's agenda is. And obviously, he wants another leg spinner in there. He's now touting Mitchell Swepson. It used to be Cameron Boyce. It used to be Evan Banner. So he's the Bill O'Reilly of the 21st century. He wants a leg spinner playing, and I can understand that. But I'd have Zampa before Swepson anyway. But Steve O'Keefe, his numbers are still the best of a finger spinner in Australian first-class cricket ever. He understands turning pitches. He understands flat wickets. And the SCG didn't turn in that test match. And he got He got a 3 for 30 or 40 on that second innings, and he knows how to bowl in different conditions. So Steve O'Keefe will be on the plane to India. And
he that's, will.
You know, that's an absolute given, that is. You know, so I don't know who Shane Warne wants to play in India. He wants the leg spinner, and let's face it, Warne's numbers weren't the best in India. I mean, he had great numbers, but India wasn't his number one spot to bowl. And it looks like finger spin. Now, Jadeja is the Indian equivalent of O'Keefe. You know, he just keeps knocking people over for fun. And O'Keefe has studied those methods and will understand how to go about that. So, O'Keefe will be almost one of the first pick. And they may well take a leg spinner, but if I was going to take one, I'd take Adam Zampa. I just think his style of bowling, you know, it's not over-the-top loopy, drifting, turning like Warne did. It's just a different style you need there. I think that criticism was a long way off the mark. But, you know, as I say, Warne's always got agendas for wrist spinners, so you got to put it in context.
It's certainly very personal.
Speaking of Steve O'Keefe, where do you sit with the, I'm not going to play Big Bash League, I'm going to play grade cricket and futures cricket to get ready for the Tour of India?
Yeah, well, a lot of that's driven by, you know, Cricket Australia and what they want. And the hierarchy of Cricket Australia put an emphasis on the winning these test matches. And, okay, fair enough. No problem there.
Yep.
But they also put a lot of emphasis on the Big Bash and its value. So it would have been nice if they thought about that and who was their top players going to play in the Big Bash. And, look, Steve O'Keefe, because he's so versatile, he's a terrific 2020 bowler. They've got great numbers in 2020 as well.
Yeah.
As first-class cricket. So, you know, he's a loss for the Sixers. There's no doubt about that. But if the emphasis is on test cricket coming up, and I agree with that to a really large extent, well, then prime Steve O'Keefe up for those test matches. And, get in and play with the red ball. Try to be 100% fit. Obviously, he got injured in Sri Lanka, and I think that cost Australia dearly over in Sri Lanka. I mean, he got injured during the first test match where the game was on the line.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of priorities, I guess, test match cricket. And let's go back to your previous question. Is he on the plane? Well, the moves Cricket Australia had made would suggest he is certainly on the plane.
Just quickly, Henry, because we're running out of time, the one day of tomorrow night, the first one, Chris Lynn likely to play. The influx or the injection of a couple of BBL players has created more interest in this one day, I think.
I think you're probably right. The Big Bash has been watched by millions of eyes every night, and certainly, let's just take Chris Lynn. I mean, he's been the outstanding player. I mean, the Heat lost last night, and guess what? No Chris Lynn playing.
Yeah.
Which I also can't quite understand. Unless he had a bit of a niggle, a bit of an injury. Why wasn't he playing the Big Bash game last night? The first ODI was in Brisbane. He was there at the ground. He was on TV doing an interview. Wow, shouldn't he have been playing that game? Wow. However, very important player, very high profile, smacking the ball out of the park unbelievably at the moment. In fact, I'm looking forward to him playing some 50-over cricket just to see if he continues this sort of six-hitting form, because he gets going. It'll be absolutely dynamic.
Yeah, it'd be great to watch, wouldn't it? He has got a number of injuries. He kept talking about the injuries. There was a new injury every day with Chris Lynn. It was a strange one. Anyway, Hen, appreciate that. I'll speak next week.
See you, gentlemen.